First of all, on behalf of Father Troja, myself, Father Lou, Father Deacon John, Deacon Paul, and all of our parish staff, we wish all of you a most blessed and holy Christmas and a good and holy and prosperous New Year as well. Also, I want to remind you, tomorrow morning's Masses are at 8:30 and 11. Deacon John, do you know what they call a Christmas wreath made out of $100 bills?
I'm afraid to ask.
Aretha Franklin's. And when I tell that, I don't get any R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Many of us have decorated our homes for Christmas inside and out. And we thank Maureen Hogan and her minions who took care of the decorations of the parish church here. They've always done a wonderful job. But these decorations, as beautiful as they are, and sometimes our home decorations include family heirlooms that go back generations, but these decorations are only incidental. They're not the point. The celebration is to be a signpost leading us to contemplate the mystery of God's immeasurable and undeserved love for humanity and his love for every human being, for you and me. As we heard in the first reading, light has shone in darkness. By the second person of the Trinity, humbling himself to become one of us. He came not as a powerful king to enslave or to destroy. He came not to be feared. He came as a child born in poverty and want to invite us to love him and to learn from him how to live as a child of God. What does it mean to love Jesus? It means, first of all, that we understand that God loves us, each one of us, in spite of our unworthiness. We all know our failings, and we know that God shouldn't bother loving us, but he loves us anyhow. And because he loves us, and because we understand he loves us, we are to give thanks to him. We are to thank him in prayer and in worship, and to respond in love to those around us. We have to respond in love to our neighbor, whether that's a family member, a friend, a coworker. We have to even respond in love to our enemies, to treat them with love in action, whether we feel like it or not. We are to be forgiving and merciful, whether we think another person is worthy of mercy or not. We are to seek forgiveness when we have not been as loving as we are called to be. We seek forgiveness from God, particularly in the sacrament of penance, and we also are to seek forgiveness from our brothers and sisters in humility. To love God means to walk in this world, understanding that this world is not all there is. We are to seek to decorate our hearts with humble thanksgiving for all that God has given us. And we have to share those gifts. Even if we're not always sure what those gifts are, we are to share them nonetheless, because God has given us the greatest gift, Jesus, his son and our brother, who calls us to live with him, to live with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit each day in this world, and on our last day, to live with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the world that will not end.